This is Sarah Enright with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. When a book begins to draw attention and quickly moves up on bestseller lists, I usually tend to steer clear. Many times, hype has created expectations that have left me disappointed. I'm happy to say, for the book I am recommending today, Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, I was able to set my skepticism aside to find out why it became the book no one can stop talking about. Where the Crawdads Sing opens with a gripping prologue that introduces the reader to the marshes of North Carolina, along with the revelation that a murder has taken place. Owens's lyrical and descriptive narrative draws you into the surroundings while captivating you with Kaya's story, which begins on a heartbreaking note as she watches her mother leave for the last time. Her siblings soon follow until Kaya, the youngest child, is left alone with her abusive alcoholic father. When he disappears as well, Kaya has already acclimated herself to being isolated and self-sufficient, gaining her the label Marsh Girl from locals in the nearby town. As a young adult, and despite her seclusion, Kaya connects with Tate, a childhood friend of her brother's. He agrees to help her with reading and writing, as she has never received any sort of formal education. Tate and Kaya form a bond over their love of nature that ultimately transforms into romance. Tate soon leaves for college, and as time passes, Kaya loses hope that he'll ever return. Delia Owens gives the reader a coming-of-age story flavored with various elements such as striking descriptions of nature, drama, murder mystery, romance, and even poetry, sure to appeal to a diverse audience. Where the Crawdads Sing is in high demand, so get on the hold list at the Sioux City Public Library today. It's worth the wait.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.